So we're starting Daf Mem Ches and Alpha on top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we're talking about Pidyon HaBen over here, and the firstborn you have to be paid with the Kayin with five Shlam. Zok the Mishnah, Mishlei Bikra Ishtoi V'yoldah Shnei Zcharim. A person had a wife who never had a baby before, and then she gave birth to two Zcharim, say twins, and we're not sure which one is the firstborn. So Nesin Eslam Lekayin. Either way, you have to give five Shlam to the Kayin because you have a Bechar sitting here. You know you don't know which baby is the actual Bechar, but the Maisa, one of them needs Pidyon HaBen, so you have to do Pidyon HaBen for sure. Mesech HaMem, one of the children die, within 30 days. And Pidyon HaBen is not really Chayiv until after 30 days, so one of the children die before 30 days. Ha'av Pater, the Av is Pater completely. Why? Because maybe the Bechar is the one that died. And if the Bechar is the one that died, there is no Chayiv Pidyon HaBen at all over here. Therefore, you're part. What? Am I talking right? Yeah. Meis ha'av by banam kiyam. Unless you have these twins and then the father dies, and they didn't do pidyon haben yet. By banam kiyamim. Rameya emer. So now the shaila is: are the children chayiv? Each child be'etzem can say amat bechar. So is there a chiyuv pidyon haben? So rameya emer im nosnu ad shlo yichalku nosnu. And so the gemara means that before they split up the estate, they have to give Pidyon HaBen from the estate. But when lav, they already will chaylek them p'turim, your partner. And the Gemara will explain this. Rav Yehuda im neschayiv v'nechasim. No, even if you split it, since the nechasim were neschayiv already, so you chayiv for Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara will discuss the mechalikas of Rav Yehuda. Mechalikas over here is, sounds like if the estate is chayiv even after the chaluka or not, for Pidyon HaBen. In the last case of the Mishnah, zachar v'nekeiv ain kan l'kayin klum. If this Isha, who never had a baby, gave birth to twins, Zachar and Akeva. You don't know which one's first. Then, Allah is a potter again, because the Mitzvah Mechav El Raya, you could say that Akeva was first. Zach the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss now the Machlekes, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue about the estate being Chayiv. Zach the Gemara. The Misa Av Amos. When did the father die? If he died after 30 days, it means after the Chiyav Pidyon HaBen already kicked in, then he died. Why would Rameya say that when you split the estate, you're potter? The nechasim already were mechuyiv in the Pidyon HaBen. It's already a shiva nechasim. So it can't be that's the case. No one would argue. Everyone would hold a schayiv for a nechasim in that case. Elo, the mitzvah l'amidyoyim. He died within 30 days. The father died before the chiyiv kicked in. So then the question is, maishna ki chalku? Why, if when you split already the nechasim, we say that each son says, I'm not the bachar, all one's bachar. Each boy says, I'm not the bachar. Even if you didn't split the estate yet, also what's your chiyuv to pay? Let each son say, I'm not mechuyuv. This is when the father was alive, the father was mechuyuv. But here, the father died before he became mechuyuv. And now, you go over to each kid. I don't care if the estate is not split. Lamaisa, each kid says, it's not me.
How could they split the estate? Meaning, when could that have happened? He died.
He died. The next day they could split the estate.
But now, right now, we would have to be handling this then. When is there... Like,
no. I'm saying, if it's before 30 days, there's no real chiv yet. That's really what the Moore is asking.
So saying, the case of where they did split the estate is where he died before and then split it after?
Yeah, always have to split after he dies. You don't split no Yerush until he dies, until the father dies, for sure.
No, after 30 days.
No, he split it right away. Why can't he split it right away? You always split it right away. You can split it whatever you want. I'm not sure what's the difference when you split it. I'm saying, the difference is if you paid it now, but I don't know, you let it split it anytime you want. You let it split, even if you have a chayvis on a estate, you let it split it. You know, maybe then the shibud will stay. And but here, there's no shibud. You let it split it whenever you want, the chasim. So the question is here, we said it can't be afterwards, because everyone would agree to ichai. So it must be before 30 days. If it's before 30 days, so then what's the difference of chaylik, not chaylik? Either way, it should be potter. That's the Gemara's question. Rav Yirmiyah, Zoy Semeres, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Shoy B'Yarachas. There was two guys the same name. You had a shtar saying, Yosef and Shimon owes you money. So the Baal Chayiv, the Malva goes over to the one Yosef and says, you know, you owe me $100. He says, that's not me. You go to the other guy, says, oh, that's not me. So the halacha is, the halacha would be like this. They bought one field of Shotvis. Then the Baal Chayiv were able to collect from that one field of Shotvis, you collect from it. Why? Domalei, I'm taking on from this field Mamanov Shach. Ibridi Doch Maskina Mansi Doch Kashagulna. I'm taking your chalik of the Shotvis. Vivekhavroch Maskina, if your friend owes you money, Mansa the Khavrika Shakilna, I'm taking your friend's chalik. So that's what Rav Yirmiyah is trying to say. Rav Yirmiyah is saying the question was Delakhara before Chalukah, how can you take from the two boys? The boys will say it's not me. State does like Rav Yirmiyah that we have one shutvis to both the sveikis, then you could collect from their field Maman of Shach. And here also you collect from the state Maman of Shach. That's the more thing, Zoys and Merits. But Rava argues, I'm Rava Mechti, Nichsi the Bar Inush, Inun Arvin Bay. You know, when that's a Shibud, they're like an Ari, that's what they are. They're like a co-signer. And Miki Midi, the Lidela Machtavale, how could it be such a thing? They can't go to the actual, you know, call him defendant, whatever, the actual person you are getting money from, and you go to the co-signers, you can't go to the guy himself. Now I'll bring it right to that. If you lend money to your friend with a co-signer, but what it means is, you can't go to the Arev first. So here, since the two boys themselves, you can't be to each one, you can't go to their Shiva and the Chasim either. So don't tell me because you're going to this. He argues the whole thing. You can't go to that Sada. If you can't go to the person himself, you can't go to their Shivudim, to their Arev, to their field. So back Shver, what in the world is Pshat and Rameyah who says that the Nechasim are not Chayiv because it's within 30 days. But before Chalukah, you are Chayiv. Well, what's the difference? Before Chalukah, after Chalukah, what's the difference? And we also have to explain the Chalukah and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's all part of the Pshat that Umar is going to say now. Elam Rava La'olam Shmeis La'achalam Adyam. They died after 30 days. Moshe, we're talking about here, a guy who had two children. He's not sure which one's the Bukhari. He had two boys. He sure has one Bukhari. And then he dies. Are the kids chayiv to pay the five slum? Are the kids chayiv to pay five slum? So it says the case was, the father died after 30 days. And after 30 days means the father, we know for sure, was chayiv, at least one five slum. So it comes out on the nechassim, the shibud, the nechassim to the kayin of five slum. If the guy is a millionaire, partially you take the five slum, no shayla about it. He died with a very small estate. All he had was left was five slum. And what's the machlek? The kuliyama is luhu de Rav Asi. Everyone agrees to Rav Asi. Everyone knows the Gemara Daf Test in Baba Kama, where it says there shayla where brothers split up a state, what are they considered like? Are they considered like Yarshim, which means that when they split the state, and one guy gets his house, you know, on Beacon Ridge, and one guy gets a house somewhere else, the Shaila is that Mafreya his Yerusha? That means Yarshim. Or Lekuchas means that we're not sure which one's your Yerusha. And it's like they bought it from each other. They split it, and it's like they bought it from each other. So, and there are nafkaminas if you call the Yerusha or Lekuchas. So Rav Asi was Masupik. Rav Asi says, therefore, every time you split a estate, when one brother gets the estate, his estate is half, he's half Yerush in it and half Lekuach in it. The other guy also is a half Yerush, half Lekuach. So everyone holds the Rav Asi. V'dekuli alma milva hakasuva v'teira lav k'suva shtaradam. And everyone will agree that a milva k'suva teira, for example, Pidyon HaBen, is not like a milva v'shtar. It's only like a milva peh. What's the difference between a milva peh and a milva shtar is? The difference is a milva peh you can collect from only the Yarshim, not Lekuchas, and Milva Vishtai, even from Lekuchas. Remember, we'll speak that in a second. Lekuliyam Istra, Papa, Dara Papa, Milva, Pe, Goivim, and Yarshim, Beina Goivim, Lekuchas. So, what we're holding here is like this. He only has five slum. That means each brother gets 2.5 slum. Each brother's 2.5 slum are half Yarish, half Lekuchas on it. And we know that a milva aksuvatar is not aksuvatar dummy. Therefore, the pidyon HaBen could only be collected from Yarshim, not from Lekuchas. So it comes out here, the coin only could collect 2.5 slum total. Because 2.5 of this slum is Lekuchas, and Lekuchas you can't collect from. So what's the machlokes of Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda? Rameyah and Yehuda, machlokes is, if there's only 2.5 slum left, could you collect 2.5 slum for pidyon HaBen? Or maybe only collect 5 slum. Once it's less than 5 slum, you can't collect. She holds even five and even half a five. So that's the pshat of Rava. That's how Rava learns the pshat in the Gemara. And that's the bir har machlekes if you have five or half a five. Now, so the Mishnah is saying this. They're talking about after 30 days. So if you did it, if the estate was not split up yet, so you have a full five shlomim in the estate, so everyone agrees you collect. But if you already split the estate, then it comes at half lekuchah is half yarshim. You only collect two and a half. And Rav Meir holds that if you only collect two and a half, you don't collect anything, you're potter. Rav Yehuda holds, no, neschayv on a chosim, and even two and a half you'll collect. You still collect two and a half. That's the reading into the Mishnah. But if a four you split it, that's five. So it's good. We're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds chamesh vafilu chatzi chamesh. So the Gemara doesn't like the loss of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is chayv v'nechasim. He doesn't like the loss of chayv v'nechasim because that's the point. Everyone agrees nechasim achayiv. Even Rabbi Meir. Just the problem is it's chamesh v'chatzi chamesh. So if that's Rabbi Yehuda's really point is that I hold chamesh vafilu chatzi chamesh. Let him say nischayv gavram abayale. Say that lemaisa the family is chayiv. For five shlom, not the nechasim. Nechasim anyway was chayiv. But the problem was here that there's lekuchos and there's no shibud, and you don't take only half. So shouldn't say it's chayiv and nechasim. That's not the point. The point is that it's chayiv v'gavri. You have to pay even less than half, even less than full amount. You have to pay. And va'oid, I'm going to show you from Yehuda that he must hold that you don't say chamesh v'afilu chatzi chamesh. Because I'll show you like this. Va'oid, tan Yehuda emer. Brothers that made a split of the estate, and yes, Asara Zuz is two and a half slotim, because there's four Zuz in a Sela. So the whole estate was altogether five slotim, and so each guy took two and a half. What's the case here? If it means all together, bein the Yerusha, bein the Lekuchos, all together, each one had 10 zuz, which is 2.5. So then Rav Yehuda is saying over here that you're chayiv, and if it's less than that, you're potter. So he says, and v'chamesh, v'lachatzi chamesh, if bein the Yerusha, bein the Lekuchos means that each one only has 5 zuz, which is all together 2.5 slum, so then you would see that Rav Yehuda holds chamesh, v'lachatzi chamesh, then Ihachi, my Irya Sara, Philobotsma Saranami. Then why did Punk pick exactly 10? Even less than 10 also. Anything that they have that's Yerusha, you collect. That's why they picked Dafka Sarazuz, exactly this amount. Why did Huda pick exactly this amount? Elapshita Sarazuz de Yerusha Lazah, Vasarazuz de Yerusha Lazah. It was enough that there was 10 Yerusha for this and 10 Yerusha for that. Because it was altogether 20 for each. 20 just for each. Enough to be 10 zuz for each. It comes out that it's altogether 5 slum. And it's master who holds only this case is chayiv, where you can get a complete 5 slum, whereas a complete 20 zuz of Yerusha, which is 5 slum. Alma chamesh, lo chatzi chamesh relay. It's master who holds, you need to have a complete 5, and not half a 5. So how can you say pshat in our mishnah, or who holds even chayiv less than half, less than full 5? Here it's mashma, since it said, I picked the case of asara zuz, smashma, you need a full 5 to each one. The Gemara, so we're going to tweak the machlokes. Both are Meir who to hold chamesh and not half a 5. V'hocha b'drav asi v'rav papa k'mifigi. And here we are arguing v'rav asi v'rav papa. That means like this: everyone holds you have to have a complete 5. So there's two ways for Rav Yehuda. Either Rav Yehuda will learn. And the case only has 5, the whole estate is only worth 5 slotin. Therefore, Rameya says, after it's split, it's half lekuchos and chomesh v'loichatzi chomesh, right? What's for Rabbi Yehuda? Chomesh v'loichatzi chomesh. Either Rabbi Yehuda holds not like Rav Asi, he holds everyone's yarshim, and therefore you collect the whole thing. Or he holds like not like our papa, and holds the even lad to collect milva apeh from lekuchos. So either way, they argue either in Rav Asi or Rav Papa. Here they argue either Rav Asi or Rav Papa. They argue either way.